We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, first off, congratulations on Friday's victory. You defeat Humboldt 42-30. Looking at that game, is that maybe the kind of test your ball club needed getting ready for postseason play?
It was certainly a good test for us, you know. Kudos to Humboldt, first off. You know, we jumped on him pretty good in the first half there. I believe got up 35-7, and, you know, probably some teams that would have folded at that point. But we didn't think they would, and they proved us right. They scored right before halftime and, you know, pulled it within 42-30. So, you know, they continued to play, and it was definitely a battle out there.
As you look at your team's play, what stands out about your guys?
Well, you know, offensively, we were able to make some big plays. Had a couple long touchdown passes. Boss to Fager, you know, they hooked up. Brody Littrell had almost 100-yard rushing. So we were able to move the football pretty well offensively. Defensively, there's some, you know, Humboldt ran 81 offensive plays, which is a ton. So some things we need to try to shore up on that side of the ball, but the defense did force several turnovers by Humboldt, which is big, and, you know, like I said, did enough to get the job done.
We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner, and as we were talking before we came on, you get to play Southeast Cherokee in the first round or in the Friday, the Week 9 game, and this is a team we're pretty familiar with.
It is. You know, I believe this is the third time in 4 years that we've played them. We've been fortunate to host each time. I imagine they're getting tired of making the long drive up here. But, yeah, it's definitely a team we're familiar with, and obviously they're familiar with us. And so a little bit of history in this game.
Let's talk a little bit about your football team since this is our last visit of the season. You have 10 seniors on this year's squad, and as we were talking, this group of seniors has a chance to become the winningest class in Osage City football history with a couple of wins here during the postseason. What a special group of guys.
They are a special group, you know. I believe last year's seniors became the winningest class, but if this year's group gets to 10 wins, they will pass them. Obviously, if they get to 9, they will tie them. But, you know, they're a group that has stuck with it. An interesting mix of kids as far as, you know, several of them were asked to be varsity football players as sophomores. You know, they probably weren't ready physically, but they got out and did a nice job for us at that point, and they've gotten better and better. And then there's been a couple of them that have, you know, just kind of trusted the process and continued to work and stepped into large roles their senior year. But, you know, overall, a very impactful group for our program. We're certainly going to miss them next year.
And hopefully they'll have still a lot to play for. And what's this is also a group of players that have made the playoffs the last 4 years.
Yeah, and, you know, in our school's history, we haven't had too many groups do that either. So, like I said, a real special group of kids, fun group of kids. We love them and certainly thankful for everything that they've done for the program and want to keep this ride going as long as we can.
So what's the key to keeping the ride going?
Well, you know, we've got to shore up some things defensively. Like I said, when you give up 81 plays, you know, you're not getting off the field very well. But, you know, we talked about going into the Humboldt game. We felt like special teams and turnovers would play a big factor, and they both did. We had a punt return for a touchdown, and I believe we forced 5 turnovers on Humboldt. So, you know, continuing to do those things that give you an opportunity to win. We've got to get a little bit better up front, offensively, run blocking. But, you know, I think the things that are correctable or the things that are ailing us a little bit are still correctable. And so we get those things fixed. You know, we're going to be a pretty formidable team, I think, in the playoffs.
Coach Gantenbein, thanks for taking time out not only today but throughout the season here on the Area Coach's Corner. Congratulations on another outstanding season. Good luck in the postseason. We look forward to visiting with you again next year.
Thanks for having me on today and throughout the year. I appreciate it.
That's Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Auburn Pharmacy, Osage City Parks and Recreation, and by Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.